microphone master. The most innovative, understated, put others out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, they love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, hype right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the prime. And hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Microphone master, J-Love, place rock, banging and fire.
Are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DoveCNN.com. It feels so good to say that. Now, usually I'm with my partner in rhyme, partner in crime, Blaze Rock. And believe you me, for those, especially when you heard the intro to the show, he will still be around, but he's just he's taking care of some things, so he'll definitely be around. But who'll be joining me a lot more, and even when Blaze comes back, is my man, Star Saxon. What's good with you, man?
What's good, man? The American dad just tucked the daughter in.
Chilling, man, chilling. So we gonna get into some things. So for those of you that have listened to Microphone Masters Radio Show in the past, you've heard Star Saxon on, so you know his opinions are definitely worthy of being on Microphone Masters, and so he reminds me a lot of Blaze in the sense of no holds barred and entertaining and just honest as can be. So, as I mentioned, Microphone Masters is back. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. We're going to dive right into some topics. We got things that are going on in the world today. There's some stuff I'm going to hit my man Star Saxon with that to keep him a little bit on his toes and everything. But we're going to have some fun. We're happy to be back, and we'll give you all the information to stay in touch with Microphone Masters and to follow us on Twitter and do all those good things. So we'll keep you posted on that. So stay tuned to the show. But I want to start it off with a couple of songs. One, this is Blaze Rock. It's called King Kong. So even though Blaze is not here, he's always here in spirit. And so he will be joining us, as I said, in future episodes. And then Dilated People's Cut My Teeth. They just had an album that dropped called Directors of Photography. And you can go to DoveCNN.com. Shameless plug, as I interviewed Rocka for the website. So Blaze Rock, King Kong, Dilated People's Cut My Teeth. We're going to get right into it. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk about some things that are going on. You know, a little bit of civil unrest going on in the state of Missouri. So we're going to talk about that. But you're listening to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DoveCNN.com.
I am the one, yes, I am the one, I am the one individual, whipping rhythms and physical, the kids spitting lyricals, augmenting the visuals, nobody hearing you, hologram, none feeling you, breaking bad with the glass and y'all barely on a cereal, I'm Mr. White with the flow, spitting nice with the flow, y'all to a guy with the kids, it's a hard night for your flow, this is gridiron, bare knuckle, nose breaking rap, you want some backtrack, swag, flow, fake and retract, it ain't no sense in taking it back. I'm just waiting, in fact, to empty the place of your act with the grace of a smack. Somebody better save this dude before I take his food. Beat him through the face with a spoon and dig a grave with his tooth. I am the raw with all fours ready for war. Quick, my force flip, multiply, double, and floor, kids. I'm a force to be reckoned with the forces they reckon, kids. Somebody better save this kid. That boy blazes things. Kong ain't got nothing on me. 2-ton beast stomping the city. It's a monster in the streets. Bodying MCs. I sound like Solomon with the fleet. Wave the white flag. Somebody better scream retreat. King Kong ain't got nothing on me. 2-ton beast stomping the city. It's a monster in the streets. Bodying MCs. I sound like Solomon with the fleet. Wave the white flag, somebody better scream retreat. The ghost in his shell, the spirit of 79. Controlling the spells, you hear it, I sever your mind. Never in your life could it be so effortless, like below the hells, above the heavens, and the rest is a swipe. This is that throwback, old people, cannibal rap. Eating MCs for breakfast, drop laxative tracks. I make damage look like a fine art. My rhymes start right where your spine's caught. I define boss and every line's raw. Cut bone like a grind saw. I intertwine my time off with kicking your mind off. I'm like licking your pine saw when I'm fitting my lines off. It's ticking in my thoughts like a tick in the time bomb. Y'all just some kids with a die claws. I'm tripping like you sniffing them lines raw. Them kids in the pine box from getting hit with what I toss. Now put a foot to your neck and get it, your mind's lost. I'm King Kong,
King Kong,
ain't got nothing on me.
Me,
2-ton beast stomping the city, it's a monster in the streets. Body and MCs,
I'm like Solomon with the fleet.
Wave the white flag,
somebody better scream retreat.
King Kong,
ain't got nothing on me.
Me,
2-ton beast stomping the city, it's a monster in the streets. Body and MCs.
Where I learned to stand on my own feet. So much I see.
On the streets of Venice Beach is where I cut my teeth.
So much I see.
On the streets of Venice Beach is where I cut my teeth.
So much I see. Cut my teeth.
I used to switch graffiti tips on cans with both hands, no chance. I knew they couldn't stop this rush. Our bus bench was a stop and they ain't stopping the bus. I caught the fever. At 16 I copped a beater. Now it's me against the world, sitting my own two-seater. I drove slow on roads that lead freedom. What I believe in, known that I believe in. Let me jump up the timeline to current events. I went around the world twice on award tours, it never ends. Mike Will did, but others didn't make it. Others still hungry, so the others gonna take it. Shit is basic when you put it in the pot and let it simmer. Like the sun been setting later in the summer than the winter. Where I'm from, I keep the oven sizzling. I cut my teeth at Venice Beach and hit my peoples with some other wisdom.
The strong prey upon the weak. This is where I learned to stand on my own feet. So much I see. On these mid-city streets is where I cut my teeth. So much I see. On these mid-city streets is where I cut my teeth. So much I see. Cut my teeth.
I learned a nickel cost more than a dime before I learned to rhyme. Crenshaw and Venice, St. Charles is more specific. Pico and Fairfax, Ethiopian district. Everything changes, noticing both of them look different. I can think back, though life goes on, so keep living. Didn't step to OGs on the block to seek wisdom or I be gripping. But they teach the street system, street soldiers and street politicians. I keep listening, smoking in the homies' rental, blazing instrumentals. Something like a steel elephant trunk came through the window. Eyes traced the barrel to a friendly face. Broke the blunt, gave us back the lit half and kept dipping. Had that beast cruiser whipping, then stopped. He turned around, came back and told me it's a war zone. Go home, draw something. Matter of fact, write something raw for me. Call you tomorrow. It was the last time that I saw him. But I took it as a sign. Standing at the crossroads, saw a different world was mine. It was with me all the time. Appreciative, never satisfied, inspired to climb. Eyes wide, mid-city, lit that fire inside.
Let's go. Strong prey upon the weak. This is where I learned to stand on my own feet. So much I see.
On the streets of Venice Beach is where I cut my teeth.
So much I see. On these mid-city streets is where I cut my teeth. So much I see. Cut my teeth.
Are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. And before we get into the topic, I want to talk about, yo, Star Saxon, did you get a chance to listen to that song Cut My Teeth by Dilated Peoples?
Dude, I gotta be frank with you. Okay. I kind of shift off of some other shit that you got on the queue I ain't gonna get into yet.
Okay, so that's what we call foreshadowing. So I like that. Now, Missouri, Now, you and I are old enough to have gone through some things back in, you know, we're from Southern California. We lived in Southern California. You still live in SoCal. And when we had the civil unrest that happened around the Rodney King things, and so we know about some things that go on with civil unrest, and especially in the black community. On August 9th, there was an incident that happened where a black male by the name of Michael Brown was, long story short, and I'll let you fill in the blanks, man, but he was ultimately shot and killed by police. Now, there's some things that, some of the details from when they first encountered him to the time from when he was shot and killed are a little bit murky, and depending on the viewpoint and who you listen to, but the results of that in the black community, especially, there's so much that goes on with police brutality, with just being with folks not having money and being harassed by police and whatnot, so forth and so on. And so that was kind of the tipping point, as there's a book that's named that as well. But that was kind of the tipping point. So there's a lot of rioting going on and just a lot of things going on and a lot of frustration that's boiling over. I wanted to get your thought on the whole situation. And when you talk about it, about the whole like rioting and the injustice and people looking for justice, but maybe going about expressing their anger in the wrong way. But the floor is yours, man. What do you think about this whole situation?
First off, man, look, where the fuck is Ferguson, dude? Is it a suburb of St. Louis? Is it a community within St. Louis? Is it on the outskirts of St. Louis trying to go to Shine, saying it is St. Louis? I don't know where the fuck Ferguson is. All I know is every day, I turn on the news, there's some shit going on the night before. I know my man got bucked by the cops. But as my brother said, man, Shoreline Crip told me this shit a long time ago. Cops, call them when you need them, otherwise they can stay the fuck away from you. That's rule number one. So, all the motherfuckers got itchy trigger fingers. They're all fucking punks. They all got issues to even want to be a fucking cop. I mean, what's the psychological profile of wanting to tell a motherfucking grown man or grown woman what the fuck to do for the rest of your life? So, they're already off. Me being 37, like you said, we lived through the whole Rodney King riots. I mean, let's even go back to the high school days, man. That shit blew up when we were supposed to go to L.A., the L.A. Convention Center, for our fucking college interviews and shit. Back in the day before the internet, you like go to like a meeting or a convention or some shit, meet the college recruiter, they pass you that little fucking postcard. If you like the school, what they were saying, you write your name on the postcard, they send you more information. They canceled our shit when we were driving down the fucking home fast. So I got stuck going to UCLA. So the Rodney King riots, I forgot about that. So when we get back to Ferguson,
yeah.
Look, dude, everybody over there just needs to chill out. I mean, when Nelly is the voice of reason, that's telling you something. Everybody who's acting like the cops ain't shot a nigga on accident or premeditatedly before was living in Cloud 9 playing Jay-Z, Drake, and Lil Wayne a little too fucking much. Acting like the shit ain't fucking real, dude. What did Black Moon say? 93 old school nigga right here. Shit is fucking real. Y'all niggas been listening to Big Pimpin', your fucking Britney Spears bullshit, which you fucking genres don't matter, pop, 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 everything is like all glitz and pop to Cristal shit. The shit is real, dude. So, I mean, you even got brothers in the hood acting like the shit ain't fucking real when the shit is really fucking real, dude. These fucking cops, white or black, they will fuck you up. They will. They will fuck you up, dude. A cop took me to fucking jail in Pasadena for asking him a motherfucking question when I had beer on my breath at a fucking football game. And then my wife said, what the fuck are you doing? He was just asking you a question. And they locked her ass up, too. 15 fucking hours on some bullshit, dude. A cop is fucking crazy. So, if you're in a situation where you're running from the motherfucker, or your hands are up, or your hands are down, dude, it's a 50-50. They can do whatever the fuck they want to do. And if you got alcohol in your breath, weed in your system, you smell like chronic, you're in the wrong place or the wrong, whatever fucking excuse they can find to justify their action, they're gonna do it. Because they've been deputized to do so. Just stay the fuck away from them. Call them when you need them, otherwise get the fuck away from you. You know what I mean? So why everybody is like bugging out like this shit and that shit? Because they're fucking cops. Cops shoot niggas. That's what the fuck they do. You know, why don't we do something before a nigga gets shot? Why we gotta wait for a nigga to get shot to be outraged? Now this shit is so fucked up. You can't do nothing constructive till you quell all the fucking unrest, right?
Yeah.
So nothing positive is going to come out of this shit right now. And then, I mean, I think Nelly even said some shit like, or what the challenge going to be? I don't even know. I think many niggas was tweeting. They was like, don't burn down your own shit, dude. Because we already saw what happened in L.A. when you do that. You burn down your own shit. The investors in the banks don't approve no fucking new business loans. They let that shit run derelict. Then you move the fuck out because you're no opportunity. They buy the land on the cheap, gentrify it, push out the survivors, and then they raise the rent 50,000 fucking percent. And then you'll be like, wait a minute. My house in South Central was only worth $65,000 when I left that motherfucker in 92. Now that shit's worth $600,000 and I can't even buy back into the motherfucking community? They're like, yeah, that's what happened. Y'all niggas burned your shit down in LA riots. Y'all niggas left to Vegas. Y'all left to fucking Phoenix. Y'all left to Atlanta. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Y'all left to Chicago. Y'all left. The fucking Latinos moved in. We're going to keep them disenfranchised. And now when we want to reclaim South Central, we're just going to buy that shit on the cheap. So don't go around there servicing where the fuck it is, burning your shit down because you're fucking mad. Because all you're doing is fucking adding fucking kerosene to the fuel to the fire that is gentrification.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you right now how that story's going to end. We're going to be like 55-year-old. If you said that was an all-black community of disenfranchised folks, no opportunity, that shit's going to be fucking, I don't want to use the word all-white, that shit's going to be all affluent for 40 yeah. fucking years, because they're burning that shit to the ground, dude. They're already doing that shit in Detroit.
Yeah, and that's...
All them Devil's Night motherfuckers burning the shit down when we was like in high school, fucking it all up, post-industrialization, rebel cop shit.
Yeah.
Now they're talking about venture capitalists trying to turn Detroit into the next Austin, which is trying to be the next Silicon Valley. So don't burn your shit down because you're mad because the cops shot a nigga, because that's what the fuck cops do. I bet you they fucked a nigga up in Inglewood last night, because that's what the fuck they do. Culver City Police Department fuck niggas up all the time. Sometimes it gets cut on tape, sometimes it doesn't. So I don't even know why these motherfuckers are shot, dude. I don't even know. And then the autopsy came out saying, oh boy, got shot like 6 times, twice in the head. Because that's what the fuck cops do. I'm not shot, dude. You know what I'm saying? If I go over the middle and John Lynch is sitting right there, and I catch the pass, the motherfucker's gonna light me up, because that's what the fuck John Lynch does. Right?
Yeah. The most frustrating thing for me is that, is besides, obviously, the police brutality, but is the most frustrating thing for me is, as you mentioned, is destroying, or is when you destroy your own stuff. And then is with LA, I mean, it, or even like you said, we mentioned in Detroit, when they leave, they leave, and they leave it looking dilapidated and everything. And then when they come in, they up the price to try to get you out because they know that you can't afford to live there anymore. And that's the most frustrating yep. thing when you destroy your own stuff, to say, this is how upset I am. I will destroy my own stuff, when you're really only hurting yourself, because those folks don't have to come to your neighborhoods to get put their money into your neighborhood. They can just stay where they live, and there's never any situation where the two shall meet.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I just wish motherfuckers just saw what the hell is going on, dude. Like, the whole cop shooting the nigga thing ain't really the fucking new part of the argument, right? I mean, the no justice, no peace, look, that shit don't work. Look, if you got the heart to burn down a city, then maybe you should just look really hard at, do you really got the heart to pull the trigger at the cop? You know, maybe you shot this motherfucker's family, you know where the fuck he's coming from. That's some real radical shit, dude, but you got motherfuckers sitting on there like their family member is dead off of this shit. So, instead of burning down the fucking house, maybe you should really think if you got the heart to pull the fucking trigger.
Hmm.
If you ain't got the heart to pull the trigger on another cop, just to teach them a fucking lesson on some, like, fucking Middle Eastern eye for an eye, I'll cut your hand off shit, then maybe you should not burn your shit down and figure out a more effective way to communicate your point.
Yeah,
so
I like that.
That's that one point. And then, what's the other little jump off about this shit? Oh, the cop shooting the kid ain't really the point, dude. That's not advancing the argument over what the deal is with the cops. The point that people might be missing is the fucking militarization of local police officers. That's the jump off about this whole thing. That's what, like, a few keen, insightful people and journalists and bloggers are talking about. And that's
what everybody really needs
to be picking up.
We're gonna pause that real quick. I want you to get into that on the other side. We're going to continue this. This is how we do a Microphone Masters radio show. So we're going to get into that, the militarization of the police. So we're going to get into that. But before we do, we're going to get into a few songs. We're going to bring you three from one from Bus Driver featuring Aesop Rock and Danny Brown. Then Absol to the Max. And then King T featuring Roxy and Sean Price called Champions. And this is a little older one, but I do like some King T. Might have to get him on the show. King T, you know, I'm a holler at you, man. But so Bus Driver, Absol, King T, you listen to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com.
is better. We can make this better.
Yeah. Oh shoot. Let's get him.
We can make this better.
Hellfire, let's go. Yeah. Under the sun, you die late in thigh of the night. I slip miniature mantras between my cries and grinds. Triple flavored crystals and the red, blue, and white stripes. While crowds throw numbers at me like the price is right. And downtime is never met with an overjoyed grin. Cause sleep and death have always been conjoined twins. You rather lick the regules of pop art than your cement filled the pock marks. The withering tendrils from my rot heart reach for a bandage. Like it was a lost ark. Cause my average day is for the body legions and prompting these sieges. We cry to these seniors living aside of splodgy Adidas. Serving consecutive sentences. My corrective lenses is ruby quartz. Yeah, my vision ain't worth the jiggling of booty wart. Circumstances trap writers like Kathy Bates. Underbeat colorized happy face. So my carbon covered in candy paint. This little nanny sake if it's a diaper rash. A pendulous on a cybercast. Questioning news items, playing patty cake with hourglass. The fact that this pony show's racist stirs the colloquial cake mix. The charges the homeostasis of all the homies who await us like we some smoking Joe Frazier's. But my unchecked whining's like some ceremonial plate shift.
We can make this better.
Or not,
yes we will. We just looking for something as nice to kill. We can make this better. Or not, yes we will. We just looking for something as nice to kill. We can make this better. Or not, yes we will. We just looking for something as nice to kill. We can make this better.
Hey, before long, oil the bones. A little celery chop, a little pepper, little milk of the poppy, little posse in effect. Analog monopoly man-o-war, walloping the autopoly and avatar. Mind on his Malamars, money on the iron lung. Clumsy with the can of worms, usher you behind the sun. He shoots, he hurls through these stupid troubadours and elders. Stock the shelter with frijoles and blueberry New York seltzers. Roll up in a padiddle like a doofus. Hit the corner like the devil is a cubist. I'm ruthless, the sigil is a dog with a cone, feeling foolish. Seven hells calling all foreseeable futures. Be it obtained culprit, crippling migraine and strange stomach, or a stray bullet through his gray mullet. I am ivy up the goddamn lattice. March to the math rock. Raw, no cartoon mascot. The Mario pajama bottoms clumsily repelling under a gibbous moon. Hunting for cheetah food, gunning. Too tough, embedded in bad magic. Duck boy, this shit's quacktastic.
We can make this better. Or not, yes we will. We just looking for something as nice to kill. We can make this better. Or not, yes we will. We just looking for something as nice to kill.
I'm not doing it.
We can make this better. Or not, yes we will. We're just looking for something as nice to kill.
Rap Marilyn Manson, but as hot as a Manson. With two hoodies on the beach, with two fish nip crunk dancing. Rappers, what you're advancing? Last man standing, bars head sound. Are you ricochet off a planet? Back off the motherfucking hybrid. Tell Miley Cyrus next. I let you in private. I'm trying to get them private. Parts don't start, take hot like Kano. Remember when I told you, sing and drink all the Drano. Pop all the pills, take all the lines.
Jump through a window with some saw blade blinds. Back on that shit, guess what this time? Slap a stick of dynamite where the sun don't shine.
Any nigga disrespecting, chain check him, tally slinky neck. Blowing dope, eyes low and chinky like a Manny Fresh. Condo to extension, no gun gonna make a death. So many dead robbers, can't even take baby steps. Walking over carcasses, the artist in my garden. 10 nights with this is his nozzles right up past the margin. And any nigga wanna start it. I fucking beg your pardon. I were arson, I'm the fire starter. Prodigy up at the arm. Smack my stand up in the mouth with my ass. And it's not domestic violence, cause she likes that. There's no sentence to describe it, homie. Except she sucked it like her fucking life depended on it.
We can make this better. Or not, yes we will. We just looking for something as nice to kill. We can make this better. Or not, yes we will.
Yes, kill him.
We just looking for something as nice to kill. We can
ego
make
death.
This better.
Ego
or
death.
Not, yes we will.
Homie.
We just looking for something as nice to kill. We make
I wake up every morning to text messages from foreigners saying they love me, they miss me, they want me. Are you in town? When are you coming over? Are you around? How's life treating you? Are you holding it down? Can you wear my t-shirt? Can you come to my store? How much for a verse from Kendrick Lamar? Is Q really from Hoover? Is Rock still signed to Tech N9ne? And this is just when I rise. Imagine my whole day. My mama smiling more than ever, man, and it's so strange. What I asked for, though, I can't complain. I wanna say I told you so, but that won't change a thing, I'm afraid. I paid my little sister rent last month, man, that was great. My grandpa thought I wouldn't graduate. Now I'm selling out shows and he's stoked and it shows all in his face. I even put my step pops in this place for questioning my objective in this place. I don't blame him, I'm just saying, always knew I was the man. I owe none to no one except those who told me I was the one. When low key, I wasn't, that was what I was becoming. Now I'm buzzing and everybody my cousin. That's phony, y'all don't know me. Where was y'all when I was lonely? A pack of black and mouths every 24 hours. Skipping showers cause I felt dirty, unworthy of power. No, I never cursed the Lord, but I question his motives. I still do, except now I'm exceptionally focused. However the road ends, I'm rolling. Say amen. You foes won't stop me or succeed like I can. I see snakes, the grass must be cut. Is it Wednesday? I'm happy. It's best we nip it at the butt now than when it's happening. Exactly, I'm sick of the smoke signals. Like a green cross in a dispensary window. Unit 6 with a bindo, but the industry wouldn't let it. Creativity don't tend to mix with business endeavors. Whatever though, you know the anthem is get money and some. Become a legend and leave a legacy for your grandson. I told Lonnie I'ma do it and I did it. Hope she forgive me when she hear me saying shit like Jesus up, nigga. Hose down. If the bitch can't swim, then she gon' drown.
You know I stay on my humble, but these days they ain't fucking with me.
They ain't fucking with me.
I go from Carson to Harlem, I hold it down. How couldn't you see?
How couldn't you see?
You know I'm in for the long term. It's my turn. Pull up a seat.
Pull up a seat.
Go ahead and light up your smoke. Throw up your hands and wave with me. Where's Max B when you need him? Where's Max B when you need him? Where's Max B when you need him? Pour up your drink and wave with me. Where's Max B when you need him? Where's Max B when you need him? Where's Max B when you need him? This is the new wave, now jump in the sea.
Going for help. Yo, y'all niggas stay wavy, man. I love y'all, man. Keep the wave going. I told y'all I was gonna leave y'all with that wave. About 500 out there in the archive, man. Y'all stay strong. I'm staying strong. I'm focused. I'm on my way back. Prophecy will be fulfilled. I'm wavy for life, man. Don't forget it. I'm still wavy. Ow. Ow.
Word up.
Feeling this shit, and I've been going all night. It's like 5 in the morning. I'm a little hoarse, but fuck it. Listen, I'm the best for it. The game saw it. Still ready, take niggas out they flesh for it. I'm built on higher senses. Go to war through the core. Your mind frame attack pain. I'm the evil inside Kane. The element and diamonds that seduced that bitch gave you a fly name. You too soft while I train. My ether is moved around like some furniture from IKEA. Play golf with your ideas. When your dream catch a glimpse on how I get down with creations from my ears. Who you know, great stations and stage with incredible MCs like Exhibit and Trey. You motherfuckers act all gay. It's pretty simple. I dumb it down. Try to see what's really in your mental and make you think before you pull that pistol. Cause on the street, yeah, you ballin', but they say you blew the whistle.
Shit, backseat in the mint, side.
sideline sinners coincide with the victimless. Back to a black boy before I turn penniless. Wrecked two vehicles, went and got another whip. Back on that rubber grip, banging George Clinton in the mothership. No close ties with the mumble lips. Threw a brick through a glass house. No mask when it took the stash out. Get drunk and pass out. Slipped in the coma, never came out. Never said the same mouth. A couple close shots made him fade out. Had a slow leak in a safe house. Polygraph penalized, rappers turn feminine. Overlook lies in the evil time. Sight from an evil eye, sight from a loaded nine. Thoughts from an ill mind. See, let me clarify the meaning. Understand that's what you're singing, cause you know we're champions.
Trying harder and harder just to be this. No matter how far they come, they never see that the model is there. Short-lived. You know that when you're dealing with the mind of a champion, your odds are taking away my crown about a million to none. I bet you didn't you know it, you didn't you know it, you didn't you know. Think you'd be dealing with a champion.
Listen. My shit hotter. Biscuit popper, my nigga, New York Knickerbocker. I spit proper, y'all niggas ain't shit, partner. Jewel dropper, you pick him up in the stick bottle. A whole lot of fans in the world, I'm a globetrotter. A whole lot of grams in my hand, I'm a snow copper. P. I like ice and I like minks. Might fuck you up, Mike Tyson was my Sphinx. You can't fuck with the golden glove. Put the hole in your chest when I'm holding the lotus love. Bang! Murder was the case. Gun in my waist, that is straight disturbing your face.
Whoa.
Nigga,
keep going.
Sun pop toolies. We can shoot a fair one. Unbox movie.
Yeah.
Believe everything that I say.
Rock City.
Sean Price in the King of LA. Let's go.
Bang! You know that when you're dealing with the mind of a champion, your odds are taking away my crown about a million to none. I bet you didn't, you know, I bet you didn't, you know, I bet you didn't, you know. Think you'd be dealing with a champion. With a champion. With a champion.
Are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I love that King T champions. King T still got it. I don't care how old he is, and that gives me inspiration as a fledgling MC. But one of the things that Star Saxon was talking about in terms of Ferguson was the militaristic state of the police. So go ahead and continue your thoughts on that.
Okay, so for those that don't know, the part that actually got me thinking about the Ferguson is not that the kid is dead. I'm sorry to his family. I'm sorry. That shit happens, dude. Don't fuck with the cops. The militarization of local police forces is really what this is about, right? Not that the dude shot the kid, but looking at the images of the individuals who work at the local level of law enforcement who've been charged with controlling a lot of the rioters and the protesters. When you look at the way they're outfitted, you can't tell if they're in St. Louis, Ferguson, or Fallujah. The dude's got full tactical body armor. The idiots are wearing gray pixelated camouflage, and that shit is for the desert. Meanwhile, they're in St. Louis, where the shit is green and fucking Burton, so they're wearing the wrong fucking colors. They got, like, full body armor. They got the fucking clips all up in the front. They just look like they're trying to put in some fucking work. But the joke of the matter is they're just local cops. They're called the police, right?
Yeah.
They're outfitted with shit that's meant to fucking occupy a nation. You know what I mean? Not fucking terminate their own fucking citizens. So I think Barack Obama spoke on that, and he kind of intimated that this has been going on for some time now, because I guess there are a lot of federal programs that basically make available overstock of military equipment, surveillance equipment, weapons, tanks, all this shit. So you basically have the dude who, let's say for argument's sake, got a C- all through high school, became a cop, worked there for like 8 years or something, and made detective walking around playing fucking G.I. Joe. You know what I mean? With the big guns, with the armor-piercing guns and shit like that. you know, with the fucking flap jackets and shit, just to stop your homie Dre, who pushing fucking, you know, $250 worth of dime bags a week. It's jokes, dude. So basically, in order to stop the local military police force from doing any foul play, you need another military police force, because these motherfuckers is weaponized out their fucking minds. You know, I'm surprised they don't have rocket launchers. They already got the fucking helicopter that we jokingly call the ghetto bird, but that's basically when it started with LAPD SWAT team. And everybody used that as the exemplar, and they've taken that shit and just ran with it. And the joke about it is, you look at the fucking Ferguson police force, again, I'm speaking from a very intimate perspective about it, geographically where this is located, what the pop density is, you know, what's the average income, what the city's about. But I can tell you what, looking at the weapons that they have, I mean, you just thought they was trying to defend Los Angeles or Chicago against the fucking Taliban. You're in fucking Ferguson, dude. That means you have to, if they were being invaded by, like, China, China would have to fuck with L.A. first and all of California coast, Seattle and Portland, and then they'd have to make their way through all those rednecks in Arizona with their fucking guns, as well as all those knuckleheads in fucking Vegas, all the gangsters that move from L.A. with their guns. Then they'd have to encroach upon Colorado and those cowboys and their fucking Davy Crockett's. You know what I'm saying? They have to get very far into the United States as the last line of defense to defend the fucking arches over the Mississippi. It don't make no fucking sense, dude. Like, you're in the middle of fucking America. You should feel safe as fuck.
Right.
Why do you need that shit? So Obama basically was like, we need to just take a look at what's going on, and perhaps maybe this fucking program needs to be reassessed, or perhaps even just, you know, end it. Because you can't have dudes walking around with fucking bazookas at the fucking local level. And me and my boy were talking, if the local police got tanks and armor-piercing bullets and body armor, what the fuck does the National Guard have, or what is the National Guard even for?
Right.
You know what I mean? I think people really miss the point here, is that all of that shit that the LAPD, the OPD in Oakland, pick your local police force, fucking St. Louis PD, Chicago PD, as they increase their fucking capacity to fuck niggas up, they've become de facto localized military forces. But if that's the case, what is the point of the National Guard? What is the point of having a national armory if your local police force has got better, more up-to-date shit?
Yeah.
Right? So I would just say this. Okay, if you guys want to roll around with the big guns, first thing we're going to do is decommission the National Guard. And then we're going to reprioritize you with all your expensive equipment to just take the reins of national security interests. That's what the fuck the big guns are for. And because you're worried about national security, we're going to have oversight of all your departments at the fucking federal level daily. Because your accountability now becomes federal.
Yeah.
So if you want to go pop my kid, my boy in the head two times and shoot him four other fucking times, oh, you're dealing with a federal fucking case. You know what I mean? Not we're going to assess, do an investigation and levy federal. No, from the jump, that shit is federal. So your homie can't clean up the fucking evidence. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So these motherfuckers are playing fucking kids' games with adult guns. And that shit just really needs to be called into question. But you want to have a big gun, we're not going to have no fucking National Guard in your state. It's just right up there. You know, all the motherfuckers, and here's the part that's insulting. Like, a quarter of them motherfuckers overseas fighting a war on terror in Afghanistan and Iraq and shit, most of the motherfuckers was joining the National Guard to be weekend warriors, and then George Bush, too, just forced them to fucking go to war so he didn't have to implement a draft, and so they went up doing like two or three fucking tours of duty, coming back limbless and shit. And all of a sudden you got the dude who was at the local police force fronting like he's a fucking real soldier, you know what I mean, with these fucking guns, and then he wasn't even part of the fucking National Guard. It might sound confusing, it's just they're perpetrating, trying to be something that they're not, dude, and that shit ain't really right. And then lastly, about the whole militarization of the police force, just real quick, a lot of these cops are ex-fucking military dudes, so they was blowing motherfuckers' heads off over there. They're not right to begin with. And then they come home, and the only job they can get is being a cop. And, oh, here's the gun you used to kill 16 fucking kids over in Afghanistan to fuck these niggas up over dime bags of weed locally.
And that's why...
That makes no sense.
And that's why he is Star Saxon, and he will be a regular contributor on Microphone Masters Radio Show. So that's a little bit of food for thought. So we're going to get into some musical food for thought, and then we're gonna come back. So we got Elucid, Nebuchadnezzar. This track is called Nebuchadnezzar. And then we got DJ Newmark and Slim Kid Trey featuring with Slim Kid Trey, Dell, and Murs. It's called Bouillon. So we're gonna go with those two and come right back. So you listen to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Flows all natural, you human engineer. My zone unmatchable, black stripe and paisley rock at the same time. Whole niggas won't faze me, life and death in the same line. Money probably change me, indie the new mainstream. Stay the fuck out my lane, please. Yell out, I mean supreme, consult your E-chain. I'm on my dean, they know not what honor mean. Bottom feeder, comma schemer, I'm blue dream. In the squad, charging G a feature. Last nigga on the planet with a fucking beat, but can't reach him. Handsome with his dark Caesar. Bad geese, kill me, I speak for what it is and what it will be. For real, it's usually filthy, milky, cereal, pop, snot, imperial, pinnacle, pivotal, you pitiful. Break them down and reassemble them. Remember, I'm fresher than my last cut. Out the block, so explosive like my last knock. But a skunk, I've been on it for like the past month. With a pony, I'm more like clone of us. No condolences in order for those caught in the crossfire. You a born liar, I throw down your volume. This is high science, they clocking how my method move. Everything in line, shine like December moon.
Put your money on the plate. In heaven, we'll all be safe. We'll all be safe. And we'll all be safe. Put your money in the plate. Don't be late. Don't have to wait. You gon' die. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shade black, a fillet of red snapper. Cool most days, the time I wanna kill a cracker. No disrespect, I only got one brother. Summon Bishop on the horn, I only got one brother. Summer madness, rappers need chapstick. Fat shit collapse and bounce back like elastic. Response reaction, conceited bastard. Faster, pussycat kill. Talking bad about you in the past tense. Slap 10, cross the face of that weak shit. Shark school harpoon, guppies fell seasick. Dark moon, high tide, blood in the water. Landlubber informant, beat down on installment. No money down, destruction in my sound. Put the rope back on the boat, you hoes is finna drown. All gender inclusive, chorizo and bluefish, they clueless. Don't be so conish, shine my own moves, it's elusive. Keep your toosin', escape the institution. Live introducing, it's truth's confusion. Misusing, abuse, maybe a few true blue. But hey, I'm only assuming, strange time indeed. Nebuchadnezzar keep flowing, the celebration of sin. Add to the tab of the me. Strange time of day, Nebuchadnezzar keep flowing. The celebration of sin, add to the tab of the meat.
Put your money in the plate, don't be late, don't have to wait, you gon' die.
Celebration of sin, add to the tab of the meat. Strange time of day, Nebuchadnezzar keep flowing. The celebration of sin. Celebration, sing, add to the tabernacle.
Yo, planetary rhythm, music expertise. We talking knowledge in the field, abilities increase. Sir Diesel, regal minded, I'm in depth with text. Tinted with a color palette that'll challenge the pest. Proverbial advantage, examine it. The beast fought for the freedom to dismantle it. But negative, it's irregular, we steady to stare. Looked out upon a series that was hard to impair. Heir to the throne, perish the bones. The snare gives the tone to where this should go. The backbeat, never taking a backseat. Verbal athletes have to eat at the track meet. That's me, Diesel dude, seeping through the groove. The blood through the band-aid, the mandate. The endorsement, the jazzy contortion. Soars from the core, the drum, meaning more fun. For the listener, which is the mission of these spokesmen of funk. Flow gets you pumped, juice now your battery gets used. Never misuse the vibe, but irresistible. I know Trey got the watchful eye. The Antarctic oceans ain't as cold as his vibe.
Yeah, I get live, I dips and I die. Leave the past behind, where all I did was survive. I'm like, why was the question? Looking for the answer, now I'm DIY shit. I know who I am, son. Take it to the hole with control, get an and one. Take what I deserve without the help of a handgun. A true man that provides for his fam one way or another. Got this world in my hand, son. Son don't see it and they can't understand. But dwell dwelling in the problems, not a part of the plan. Tarot cards on the table, showing me the way, so I'ma get the yens, pound, euro, and the peso. Dollar all day, yo, eliminate the fake hoe. Burn down the old format, black Waco. Cause it's prime time, and anything less is a crime. What we possess is designed to bring you back. Back it to groove on, whack it to move on. Middle school doing things, keeping the mood strong. Souped on the beast, new, call it the bouillon. A food for the soul if you're too young to get it.
Mid City Monster, competition conquered. Grew up bumping Eazy-E and watching Cookie Monster. Eating chocolate chips with a whole lot of crips. Got a mama named Chef in Colorado, call her quick. Kung Fu grip on my Lady J action figure. Schoolyard bully, eat your apple, then I smack your sister. Boxing at the sheriff's station at risk youth. Always down to scrap with a gap chip tooth. Shout out to Booth, wherever he at. Used to rap a Lucky PSC and B-Fat. Brother from a mystic planet, going on another journey. Hanging with the heartbreak, stopping in, I hit my Bernie. The young Chicanas say they love him, no. That was after school in the back by the bungalow. Trying to get under those chonies cause I wanna go. Oops, I mean I wanna come. Forget where your brother from. Nice with my hands, golden gloves. I'm a number one rapper in Japan and I watch a lot of anime. What's love gotta do? Go and ask anime. Bullocks where my mama work. If you remember that, meet me at Jacobs in your LA demo cap. Linwood, night and O. Purple with some white and gold. Watching Crunchyroll and attacking these titans, bro. I guess I told you that I like to write. But yeah, I guess it's obvious. I also like to fight. All you gotta do is give the homie a chance, and I'm guaranteed to show you the hands.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Once again, Microphone Masters is back. So you can follow us at Mike Masters Radio, M-I-C Masters Radio on Twitter. You can also follow Star Saxon, that's StarrsaxxOn. Follow me, J-Love, at Javon Love, at J-A-V like Victor, O-N-L-U-V. You can hit up Blaze Rock at Is That Blaze Rock, at Is That Blaze Rock. If you have tracks that you want to send, if you want to be a part of the show in terms of trying to spread your message and get your word out, hit me up at MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. Again, that's MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. We're going to come with a couple tracks real quick and then come back. We're going to give some quick, some Star Saxon's quick hits. But this track right here, and I want to get your thoughts on this when you come back as a part of your quick hits, because I feel this Dice Game, I know it's a little bit of an older track, but I love this Apollo Brown and Guilty Simpson featuring Planet Asia. It's called Dice Game. And then we got a gentleman I came across from Southern California. His name is Manny Coolin. I think it's a cool little laid back track. It's called Hope. So Apollo Brown and Guilty Simpson featuring Planet Asia, and then also Manny Coolin. So you listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
What up?
Feel alright.
Yeah. Planet Asia.
Say it again. Yeah. Say it a little louder.
Yeah, I should call this liver BA juice, black licorice nasty. You can't outclass me. Too much street savvy. I speak stern. Picture me robbing a cabbie. I used to put rigs in baggies, and now I'm puff mans of algae. I crumple up pieces of bong hits and load them in my M420 and provoke more envy. Send me my dough in advance. You steal from me and leave with a hole in your hand. Yeah, the heater stay clipped up. Your chicks are walking strip club. We throw her the cho and she dance wherever. I better, better, I'm better, better, motherfucker, bold. I'm doing rappers bold. I punch his lights out like damn, he out cold. I slaughter for my honor, you leave with head trauma.
Apollo Brown,
don't
Guilty Simpson, Planet Asia.
Right.
Yeah, my mob niggas up in here. Hell, the fly wise man, my enterprise been on the rising. I see the size in us. Large bark leak, dark leak, blend of my broccoli. The pot in me has got me seeing it all sparkly. I'm a mobster, lounging with my bitch, eating Long Beach lobster. I love me some fish, and them hating ass niggas wanna know if my shit sells. I'm good in the hood as long as I got fish scale. You never find a nigga that's this real. The ass blunts on the Aston and treat the bands like a bit will. And you ain't gotta tell me my shit's ill, cause if I leave with your main squeeze, that bitch will. And you better sit still and chill when I come for the jugs. Niggas get billed and killed for them fraudulent looks. For the big bills, I'm mobbing with the gods and the crooks. And I guarantee you this shit'll slap hard in your trunk. Bolts.
know what I'm saying,
don't
niggas?
Make you feel all
fuck with this
right.
Shit, though.
Say it again.
Yeah, dice game shit. Big dog, I'm a Rottweiler. I'm getting bread, I'm a stockpiler. I'm cold-hearted for a hot dollar. Seeing rappers getting buzzed, trying to sound like me. I just smile like a proud father. Loud ganja. You think I give a fuck about your list? Them clowns don't exist. It's how I feel with skill set like this. I hit them with the black fist. Carter style, afro pick. The gas go click and clack at them. We holler back at them with more force. I'm on course to travel to your home court and go to work with a blowtorch. Torture scorched your whole corpse. It's no remorse for them. Talking ain't enough, we use brute force on them. We never let it ride, so violate mine. Just know, cats got a war coming.
Don't it make you feel alright?
Now what? Dice game. Peace to all my people on the left coast, you know what I'm saying? Smoke one with your dog.
Take four. No more after this, we're gonna get it right this time. Too much. I've been thinking if I don't make it, but I do too much. Never wanted to fail, but losing never knew such. Knew too many rappers ain't make it. What I'm faced with, backwards, back to back, trying to keep my mind intact. Take two steps forward, don't take none back. I don't take shit back that I ever did. Cause all that shit I went through got me right here. It's like I'm 1 foot out, then I'm 1 foot in. Ain't slept in my own bed in like 3 years. But I'm up next if you ask some of my peers. Fans in different states off songs, no mixtape. So long I've been great, so long for old bitches. I roll with my niggas, don't know about show niggas. On tour with my niggas I be, but show niggas might be still bagging groceries. And I don't get down like that. All my homies gotta shine like me. I'm trying to one day make my mama proud of me. Tell my pops I made it, I ain't had to sell white. Just a little weed to keep my pockets off E. Always low key, a lot of people know me. Well, they know me, they know the old me. It is a new me. I ain't doing all this shit to be the same old me. Chasing after dumb bitches, sleeping on my mama couch. Kicking it with dumb niggas, got kicked out my mama house. No child, fuck school, all of that is bullshit. But if you ain't doing that, you looking like a fool here. Ain't nobody hearing that, ain't no room for a broke nigga. Cause anybody else, you looking like a joke nigga. You know that shit ain't cool, don't let that shit be you. Grind to the come up in the lab to the sun up. I'm trying to be one up, not trying to be runner up. If you trying to give hope, then you one of us. Still holding on hope on a straight ladder climbing up.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. All right, so before we get into Star Saxon's quick hits, you was feeling the dice game, right? You tell me you was feeling the dice game track, right? You was feeling it? You was feeling it?
Yeah.
Okay, I just got to make sure. Because that one has me hit. That's like a boom bap head nodder. But so Star Saxon's quick hits. So some of the stuff that we already played, I know there's one joint that's coming up that you're not feeling all that much. And for those who listen to Microphone Masters, you might say, well, if you're not feeling it, then why do you have the track on there? Because just because, say, I'm not feeling it, or Star Sax is not feeling it, or Blaze isn't feeling it, doesn't mean that we shouldn't give you the opportunity to maybe feel our pain, or maybe expose you, maybe you feeling the track. But so, Star Sax and Quick Hits, what's going on with you, man?
man, this dude Razzcast, he got this joint where he kind of, I guess you could just say he ganked the beat from True Blood's opening introductory credits.
Yeah.
It just seemed a little lazy. I don't know, man, like, there was just so much hope for Razzcast over the years, and he just basically became this talented and run-of-the-mill MC who just can't put together a track that matters.
Yeah, but
rapper.
Let me ask you this, though. So if we on Razzcast, though, because wasn't there was a time when the rumors were, and this was years ago, wasn't he close to signing with G-Unit or doing, or making some type of move or doing, wasn't he close to doing something, some other things with Dre, and just things just never materialized, right?
Man, but that's like the story of every fucking hip-hop rumor you've ever heard about Razzcast. He's about to, he finna, I'ma be with, I'm down with so-and-so, I switched labels, and it's just like, come on, dude, like, look, you gotta have one good friend, right? Everybody got one good friend in life. Just get you one good friend that can make some fucking beats, keep your sound consistent, spit over the track, market the fuck out of it. Repeat process, right? That's it, dude. He's been in the game long enough to know this shit. He's been in the game long enough to know this shit, dude. So take the toothpick, find a homie, get some production.
Why you gotta
standardize
say,
your sound?
Why you gotta say the right? Toothpick, though, man?
Because Razzcast is the toothpick, and then that fucking, like, that change of color on his fucking forehead, like he got dotted in the eye and it just never healed right. That's Razzcast, dude. I'm not bitching or nothing. I'm just saying.
He's one of my favorites. I feel your pain. He's one of my favorites. That's all.
Like, I'm still waiting for the fucking quintessential Razzcast banger off of all the shit I heard from this motherfucker, dude.
Yeah.
And it's like, if somebody says straight up, what's Razzcast? I'm gonna be like, dope MC doesn't translate to actual song. And it hurts me to say that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hurts me to say that.
Man. Yeah, that
hurts
man,
me to say that.
That does hurt to say, man. That does hurt to say.
Now, King T, fucking amazing, dude. Like, this motherfucker's older than I am. Oh, I heard that shit. I'm like, man, this fool is still going on. And the crazy thing about King T is, like, he was King T, Trifling album, you know, all that shit. But like the early, like, L.A. quintessential gangster rap era, right?
Yeah.
Not G-Funk era, gangster rap era. Like, the niggas was really doing it type shit. Not to say Snoop wasn't, but you know what I mean? And then, like, then he hooked up, or he put out the Licks, and they had their own little spin, which was basically L.A. underground battle rap, right?
Yeah.
But then when the Licks dropped their album and King T was rolling with these fools on tour and you know, they're putting out products, King T, with his, at that time, considered old ass, stepped up to the plate. This nigga was spitting like a fucking battle rapper. But you're like, you were a gangster rapper, but you can have the capacity to spit
right.
like a battle rapper, and you're spitting over like East-West tracks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
When East-West was in his prime, so I'm like, fuck, this motherfucker's got range. And then whenever, you know, we got a little older, and then like, I don't know if the Liquid Crew was a solid. I don't know. I wasn't in that circle or nothing. But King T starts floating out tracks here and there that don't involve the Licks or East West or any of that shit. And it's still fire. So it's like, so he stood on his own. He evolved with the times in like the fucking 90s. And then he's still doing his thing. And so when I heard this shit, when I saw the track listing, I was like King T. And then it was like featuring other artists, including Sean Price. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, because you know Sean First P. Of all, you don't want to turn me on to Sean P. So you know.
Yeah, dude, that motherfucker's the rapper's rapper. So it was real cool from like a hip hop fan standpoint to see the old and the new, or the old and the semi new, because P old school too.
Right.
But then to see like LA, like quintessential LA gangster rap, but like fucking East Coast, Brooklyn, boom bap. Like it, like the putting the two together just seems like really fucking weird, but it works.
True.
You know, that was really fucking cool. I'm glad you somebody dug that shit up. That was dope.
The coolest thing about that, because I had interviewed King T for WCNN months ago, and when he mentioned at the time, he said, yeah, I had this, got a little the Trifling mixtape coming out, and I got tracks with so-and-so and so-and-so and Sean Price. I said, hold up, man. Sean, you can't just throw that out there and expect me not to try to get a little bit deeper with it. So that was cool. He said, yeah, that's just a natural thing. It was a cool thing that it came together. So definitely looking forward to linking up with King T again. So Star Saxon, now definitely on board with Microphone Masters Radio. So looking forward to much more with Star Saxon. Again, you can follow him at Star Saxon. That's StarrSaxxon. And so we're going to head you out. We're going to leave you with these two. One, Souls of Mischief featuring Snoop Dogg. There Is Only Now. Interesting. I'm a Souls of Mischief fan, but it was interesting. The song is cool, but Snoop just seemed, I don't know, it wasn't necessarily the what I would have hoped for. And then you got Razzcast featuring Rock, Bad Things, as Star Saxon so eloquently put it in terms of with Razzcast. Maybe he didn't come with the best on this one. And so we're going to catch you next time. You listen to the Microphone Masters Radio Show. On behalf of Star Saxon, I am Jay Love. You know Blaze Rock, we're going to catch you soon. And so we'll catch you next time. You can.
The future is a fiction, there is only now. A brief intermission, there is only now. Of this there is no question, there is only now. And if I get too lifted, would you hold me down? And if you think I'm slipping, would you show me how? The future is a fiction, there is only now.
Check it, it was a kind of love most people only find it once. Divinely touched by angels, there was no time for lust.
Plus, I'ma tell them that a teenage love would never last. Looking through the glass of past scars, so fast forward to the future where the youth them are a-changing.
But this couple don't care what you saying, they hearts blazing. Can't nobody tell them nothing, they love is unstoppable.
Overcome any obstacle, together they will always grow.
Don't let go, I'm holding on.
He know they saying take it slow, to him it's taking long.
Save this place.
Her daddy saying this ain't right to her, it can't be wrong.
Maybe if we hold on a little while longer, cause the love is so strong.
Even though we die, he loved me.
I pray this feeling never leaves me, I want it forever.
And I'll do anything to see that we always together.
Whatever it takes for something that no one can sever.
Together,
forever,
whatever it takes for something that no one can sever.
And I'll do anything to see that we always together.
Forever,
together,
together,
forever.
What's love? Can you imagine being told by the old, this ain't right? Fuss and fight, don't you roll? It's so cold, what's your mode? Will he break or will he fold? They only, they only took the homie Stoney in love with his girl, and so was the big homie. Now what a pity, a footnote to the cutthroat. It's rare, see I was told all in love is unfair. One feet, one fair, done near. Fishing, dishing, and wishing upon air. Vision and prison beyond years. Damn, people always pushing the wrong way. See, my advice to the homie Stoney is do it your own way, the long way, and hear what the songs say. Together, forever, forever, together, you dig? See, this is what it's supposed to boast. And get close and be with the one that you truly love the most is destiny.
The past is an illusion, there is only now.
They already moved planets and moons. The plan is to vanish and move. Flip a townhouse down south. Powwows with the gals. Outbound fishing boat with his city folks sipping smoke. Then he spoke pushing the envelope, which extended hope to an innermost impulse. His desire for a child undisclosed.
Deep inside a fire took hold the moment that the plot was shown. Visions of intermingled souls, matching afros, juleps on a creaky post. Life at a slower tempo, no regulations to encroach upon their relations. Cantankerous kinfolks, but damn, if they can't accept us, then we gon' scram. The past is an illusion, there is only now. Now, a brief intermission, there is only now. Of this there is no question, there is only now. And if I get too lifted, would you hold me down? And if you think I'm slipping, would you show me how? The future is a fiction, there is only now. The past is an illusion, there is only now.
Slash bricks in your vehicle.
I wanna do bad things with you.
Sew your asshole clothes and keep feeding you. And feeding
I wanna
you.
Do bad things with you.
Lock you in a room full of broken glass and take your shoes.
I wanna do bad things with you.
Make three episodes of starting tapes and you.
I wanna do bad things with you.
It's fucked up what I do to a mic in a track.
About as fucked up as what white people do on the blacks. My crew on the back. Ski mask and duct tape. I waterboard a senator. Clap and decapitate the minister. Mr. Sick, savage, sinister. Slang pork flavor bean pies. And bow tie and Levi's. My granny used to call me mischievous. Knee high. HRSMN. You know how we ride shit. 6 million ways to die. Got a couple of ditches. Drag your bitch in the kitchen. Make your whack ass listen. While I tiny chat with Tony Dofat. Like fireworks in a cooler and mouth. Call it blowback. Female circumcision, homie, whole lad. Hit AA meetings in a Jack Daniels throwback. I cannibalize rappers and get bulimic. I'm so sick of you, so your hands to your face and tickle.
I wanna give you a shape up with duct tape and glue. Have my gay bitches, had a gay niggas rape you. I should sew your eyes open and blow salt in them. He ain't done so what? Stick a bunch of forks in him.
Let's play Russian roulette. You first with an automatic arm. Oh.